Well, it's day two of trading for the stock trading service Robinhood after a lukewarm response to its IPO yesterday when shares dipped about 8%. The service lets investors trade stocks, options, and even cryptocurrency. Robinhood's leaders say their company is democratizing finance. But Robinhood has paid record fines to regulatory agencies stemming from damages to customers. For more, let's bring in our regular business contributor, Mike Regan, senior editor for Bloomberg News. Hi, Mike.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Well, thanks for being here. People may remember Robinhood after the meme stock frenzy involving GameStop, among other things. Its valuation is just under $30 billion. What does it tell you that Robinhood's price dipped yesterday, Mike?
Well, an unusual thing about Robinhood's IPO was that they reserved actually about one-third of the shares to be sold to the actual users of the app itself. And I think that made it a little trickier for the Wall Street banks to figure out the right price to put on this IPO as opposed to more traditional IPOs where the underwriters can talk to a bunch of mutual fund managers and other professional investors and get a better sense of what the price is based on their demand. But that said, I think that dip in the stock, given all this allocation to retail traders and Robinhood traders, it kind of signals that some of the customers may not be satisfied with the app, that they might still have some complaints about some of the issues you've discussed, including the restriction in trading of stocks like GameStop in January. So there's a sense that there's a little bit of tension there between Robinhood and some of its customers because of that episode.
Well, and Robinhood's actions have been met with fines and protests, even congressional hearings. There was a $70 million fine in July over misleading statements to customers, and then they paid a $65 million fine last year to the SEC over, yet again, misleading customers. But the company has added more than 5 million users over the past year. What explains that growth, Mike?
Well, the popularity of day trading has just exploded in the last year, in large part because a lot of brokerages followed Robinhood's lead and eliminated commissions on trade. And plus, the pandemic left a lot of people with some spare cash to invest and a lot of free time on their hands. So it's kind of a rising tide that has lifted all boats. But Robinhood really was the first to offer commission-free trading, one of the first, at least. So they're kind of famous for that, as well as famous for an app that's pretty simple to use. So I think this boom in day trading basically explains why they're still able to add this many customers.
One of the biggest criticisms leveled against the company was that they were extending huge lines of credit to inexperienced investors without much oversight. For example, a lot of people bought GameStop or other meme stocks on margin, as it's called. So has Robinhood improved the financial safety of its users as it goes public?
Yeah, they're definitely making efforts to. One of the big things they've done is added hundreds of customer support representatives, and they've added a lot of educational material and disclosure documents on the app. Because trading on margin or trading options, they both carry much greater risk of loss than simply buying stock. So what Robinhood is trying to do is do a better job to make sure everyone using the app appreciates that risk and really understands what they're doing with these more complicated trading strategies using margin and or options.
It's really interesting to watch. Mike Regan, senior editor at Bloomberg News, thanks so much.
Thank you.